People gathering to Jesus. In one of the earliest prophecies of Christ it is written, "The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh come, and unto him shall the gathering of the people be." The people were gathering to Christ. If the priests and rabbis had not interposed, his teaching would have wrought such a reformation as this world has never witnessed. But these leaders determined to break down the influence of Jesus. Arraignment before the Sanhedrin and open condemnation would aid in effecting this. Whoever dared to condemn the rabbinical requirements was regarded as guilty of treason. On this ground, the rabbis hoped to excite suspicion of Christ as trying to overthrow established customs, thus causing division among the people, and preparing the way for complete subjugation by the Romans. After Satan had failed to overcome Christ in the wilderness, he combined his forces to oppose Christ and thwart his work. He matured his plans to blind the minds of the Jewish people that they might not recognize their Redeemer, imbuing their leaders with his own enmity against the champion of truth. He would lead them to reject Christ and make his life as bitter as possible, hoping to discourage him in his mission. Jesus had come to magnify the law and make it honorable. He had come to free the Sabbath from those burdensome requirements that had made it a curse instead of a blessing. For this reason he had chosen the Sabbath for the healing at Bethesda. He could have healed the sick man on any other day, or simply have cured him without bidding him bear away his bed. But he selected the worst case and told the man to carry his bed through the city to publish the great work wrought on him. This would open the way for him to denounce the restrictions of the Jews in regard to the Lord's Day and to declare their traditions void. Jesus stated that the work of relieving the afflicted was in harmony with the Sabbath law. God's angels are ever ministering to suffering humanity. My Father worketh hitherto, and I work. All the days are God's, in which to carry out his plans for the human race. If the Jews' interpretation of the law was correct, then he who instituted the Sabbath must put a period to his labor, and stop the never-ending routine of the universe. Should God forbid the sun to perform its office on the Sabbath? Must he command the brooks to stay from watering fields and forests? Must wheat and corn stop growing? Must trees and flowers put forth no bud nor blossom on the Sabbath? God could not for a moment stay his hand, or man would faint and die. Man also has work to perform on this day. The sick must be cared for, the wants of the needy supplied. God's holy rest day was made for man. God does not desire his creatures to suffer an hour's pain that may be relieved on the Sabbath. The Sabbath law forbids secular labor on the rest day of the Lord. The toil that gains a livelihood must cease. No labor for worldly pleasure or profit is lawful on that day. But as God ceased his labor of creating, and rested on the Sabbath, so man is to leave the occupations of daily life and devote those sacred hours to healthful rest, worship, and holy deeds. Christ's healing the sick honored the Sabbath. But the Pharisees were still more incensed. Jesus had not only broken the law, according to their understanding, but in calling God his own Father had declared himself equal with God. RSV. They accused him of blasphemy. These adversaries of Christ could only cite their customs and traditions, and these seemed weak and vapid when compared with the arguments Jesus had drawn from the Word of God and the unceasing round of nature. But the rabbis evaded the points he made and sought to stir up anger against him because he claimed to be equal with God. Had they not feared the people, the priests and rabbis would have slain Jesus on the spot. But popular sentiment in his favor was strong. Many justified his healing of the sufferer at Bethesda.